Advent at Arunachala celebrations in New York and Nova Scotia. Evelyn K. Safair from New York and Mr. Ashwin Rai from Nova Scotia submitted the following reports. New York City. As the celebration of Sri Ramana Maharishi's 100th Advent at Arunachala commenced, his God-intoxicated, melodious, poetic hymn to Sri Arunachala, the marital garland of letters, resounded the new, spacious, sun-filled sanctuary of Arunachala Ashrama on Clyde Street in Forest Hills, New York City. The young children of our ashrama's extended family worshipped at Sri Bhagavan's shrine, offering flowers before his radiant image, while the gentle, devoted voice of Swami Vishwanathan, recorded in 1979, was heard singing his own Sanskrit composition of 108 names of Sri Ramana. As inspired reading of the story of Sri Bhagavan's monumental pilgrimage from Madurai to Trivannamalai evoked before our mind's eyes the scenes and events which our fellow devotees, participants in the centennial yatra led by Dennis Hattel in India, would be fervently reliving at this time. Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, whose unswerving dedication to the establishment of an Indian-style ashrama in New York City has been the cornerstone of our humble community, spoke words from the heart, reminding us of the directness, simplicity, and accessibility of Sri Bhagavan's path of self-inquiry. During the celebration, it seemed that Sri Bhagavan was pouring his grace into the devotees' hearts, which overflowed, resounding the sanctuary with bhajans, poetry, and inspired talks. The ecstatic songs of Swami Prakashmayananda, in particular, surcharged the atmosphere with intense devotional fervor. Together, devotees chanted Upadeshasara, Sri Arunachala Panchakam, and Arunachala Siva, concluding with Na Karmana and Aarti at the shrine. In the glow and warmth of Sri Bhagavan's grace, prasadam was shared among the devotees. There were numerous delicacies which had been prepared by virtually all the ladies present. How blessed we are to have been in the company of fellow devotees on this most auspicious of days in which our beloved master, Sri Ramana Maharishi, so magnanimously poured out his unreserved grace on all. The words of poet Muruganar, sung in years past, stand true as ever today. Dear devotees, avid for grace, our master is an ocean. Take and hold your fill. Approach him freely, with minds and hands wide open. Drink, drink to your heart's content.